Welcome to a room filled with legends to lock it in again as we get closer to the semi-finals. Pete and Darren, how are we doing?
Top of the morning, too.
Great.
Well, I don't know if, Darren, you should be feeling too great.
Yeah, I wouldn't be.
Last time on Lock It In.
Now that I've shaken off all the sand from Bali and stopped drinking the Bintangs, we're going to lock in the Titans to beat the Manly Warringah Seagulls in the final game of the round.
Goodness me, I think you may have actually had a few too many Bintangs.
It's medication time.
Oh dear.
I'm going to lock in this weekend the Sydney Roosters to defeat the Cowboys. Cowboys in second place, been in some excellent form, but the Roosters, this is the time of year Trent Robinson has them ripe and ready for the finals. They are on a run, I'm sure of it.
I'm going to tip the Panthers to beat the Storm tonight.
Yeah, see, I knew deep down he was a Panther man. I'd really
that
like
makes
to
you
talk.
A loser.
Yeah.
I've got to lose eventually.
I mean, please do not tip the Panthers again. Please.
Obviously, well, it is too a much consideration.
Weight to carry. Well, here's your opportunity now, mate. Who would you like to lock in for round 23 of the Telstra Premiership?
Well, I was considering Souths over the Panthers tonight, but I've decided to go the Bronx over the Storms tomorrow night.
Oh, that is a big call.
Wow.
I had a shot at you last week.
Courage. So.
Yeah, that is courageous.
Yeah.
Are you just being crazy or have you got some good theory behind it?
Crazy, and one of my mates works at the Broncos, so I thought, oh, I'll give him a... Yeah, he kept appearing on the footage last weekend chewing gum, so I thought, oh, I'll go for the Broncos.
Suncorp Stadium on a Friday night. The Broncos love playing there, but the Storm have been their bogey team. I don't think they've beaten them for like 11 matches in a row.
Yeah, the Storm do win there a lot.
This is the kind of courage that I want to see in this. Thank you very much for leading from the front.
Great
no
stuff.
Problem.
Pete, can you follow his example?
I can. I'm going to go a double pick here, and it's going to happen at McDonald Jones Stadium Sunday afternoon.
Right.
We've got the NRL. We've got Newcastle up against your Raiders.
Yes.
And Ricky's losers will lose
to the
Knights. And
I mean, there's courage and then there's insanity.
Stupidity.
Mate.
And then the women will back it up in their first game of the NRLW and take care of the Broncos.
Which is going to be a fantastic game. And I actually think there is a, you know, that game could go either way. But
so
there's no
double
way
victory,
known.
Double victory at McDonald Jones for the Mighty Knights.
Newcastle Knights have been too busy hanging around toilets this week, as we know, to be able to concentrate on the game plan.
Those guys weren't even playing anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I was going to say, BFC been hanging around, Ponga and Man. You've been drinking the Kool-Aid?
It was only talcum
amongst other
powder.
Things. Not that there's anything wrong with that. All right. So Pete, crazy Pete has decided to pick the Knights over the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
And Darren has gone for the Bronx over the Storm. So I need to come up with something equally courageous too, don't I?
Yeah.
What is out there?
I mean, you want to go courageous, go Manly.
Yeah, no, but I enjoy them losing too much. So I'm going to have to go and say the Bulldogs are going to beat Parramatta.
Yeah, I wouldn't surprise me.
Well, Parramatta, the wobbly wheels are on at the moment. They're getting towards the semi-finals. They're starting to feel the pressure. And I think we realise that their victory against Manly wasn't actually that big a deal.
No, it wasn't. And Moses could be back.
He could be. But the Bulldogs...
Don't know if that'll be enough for him.
Bulldogs will be very disappointed after their performance last week. I'm expecting them to show a level of professionalism and come back to the victors against their hated rivals, the Parramatta.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And they're all wanting to impress new coach Cameron Serrato now that he's been appointed.
Correct.
Excellent point. A bit of a dead cat bounce kind of.
Hey, listen, because I run the Bengala Group 21, and we don't normally lock it in. Let's lock in the minor and major semi-final, gentlemen. I mean, the minor semi-final that we'll call here on 2NM on Saturday night.
Yep.
Is Musselbrook up against Greta Brankston? Your thoughts?
Well, I would have originally said Musselbrook, but Greta really did touch him up last week. I'm not sure if they'll be able to come back from that one, but I will go for the Rams on that one.
I think,
and I'm hearing on the grapevine, that the Rams will be without their normal halfback.
Ooh, that could be a problem.
Josh Moffat.
Yeah.
I want to change my tip.
Too late, mate. You've locked it in.
But I think I'll still go the Rams.
The Rams, yeah. See, I'm thinking Greta. They've been very close all year. I'm going to go with the Colts back in the game for the first time in a number of years. Sunday,
30 seconds for Sunday.
Go Sunday. Pete. Denman, I don't think can do it over Scone.
Neither do I. I think Scone are going to win that one, and I think they'll win it handsomely.
Well, in the interest of being courageous, Denman to pip
because they wear a Manly jersey. Yeah. They wear a jersey similar to Manly. That's
we'll get all
like
the action it. Live here on 2NM, so why not tune in?
Don't miss out. We'll be on air 5 p.m. on Saturday and midday on Sunday for all of the rugby league action. Thanks to DK Heavy Plan Services. Thank you, legends.
No, thank drama. You, and you can apologise on to me Sunday after the game.